Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
So this is the time of year where we get together with a lot of people that we may or may not spend time with through the rest of the year, and you can get some pretty volatile groupings together. So
they're called families.
Yeah. So how do we deal with it? If things are pretty prickly in our family get-togethers, what's the best way to handle that and not fly off the deep end?
Well, there's a couple of things. I guess we're at a good point to be talking about this now, because one thing that people generally don't do in this sort of area is actually go in with a strategy. Christmas comes up and you've got so much stuff happening that you walk into situations without an actual idea of what you might be able to do. So thinking about it beforehand is a really, really good start. Thinking about the sort of things that you might be able to anticipate, even if they don't happen, is a really good start, because then you can start to build in some plans and some strategies for what to do in that, you know, if they do occur. And they're the sort of things that work. So simple things might be like having an idea beforehand exactly what difficult social situation you're walking into, where it is, who might be there, how they might behave, how you might respond, and then being able to factor in, you know, how you're going to cope with that.
So realistic expectations, not going in hoping against all evidence that it's going to be different this year, but going expecting, what do they say, expect the best, prepare for the worst?
Yeah, well, and at least have a grounded expectation that sometimes, you know, things may be a lot better. But sometimes things may be just the same. And sometimes in a situation where you haven't seen family for quite some time, the same dynamics get played out year after year after year. So having a strategy is a good idea. Having a think about who in the social situation might be able to actually assist you through that, and actually even talking to them about your plans beforehand and knowing that you can get strength and support from them during the process is, again, something that not a lot of people think of, but again, really, really helpful to have, you know, some support or an ally in a certain situation.
And if you're in the moment and you can feel yourself getting very heated up or going down a, you know, that same old pattern that you don't want to go down, have you got any tips we can use in that moment?
Well, if you can catch yourself in that situation, then, you know, you need to be able to give yourself permission to walk out the back and enjoy the summer sun for 5 minutes and take a few deep breaths and actually think about the fact that this is limited in time and it will be over soon. Another thing that it's I want to give people permission to do is it's okay to have a backup strategy and an exit plan as well, so that if you find yourself in a situation that you're genuinely not comfortable in, it's okay to leave. It's okay to have another social engagement booked so that your contact is limited in time. Sometimes people spend a lot too much time in certain situations, and it's actually the amount of time that has a big impact on that. And I mean, a general very, very important one as well is alcohol intake, because this is something that generally typifies the Australian Christmas and can be the cause of a lot of problems as well. So if you're able to really, really limit your intake, then that's an important factor as well.